dear leader, dear listener, welcome to episode 77 of the Authentic Leadership Podcast, episode 1 of 2024. I am your host, Coach Cece Ojani-Bekor. I took a break from podcasting, but we are back. And as always, I'm so thankful that we get to connect on this platform. So, Happy New Year. How are you feeling? No, really, how are you feeling? These times we're in feel very different. They are very different, and for many reasons. One being you've changed from the inside out. You've transformed. You found yourself dropping certain very old beliefs and habits and people. You're trying new things. Most of all, most of the people I'm talking to say they want peace now more than ever, personal peace. Less worrying, less overanalyzing, less getting caught up in drama, especially drama that isn't yours to begin with. Some of us are working through these changes slowly and steadily. Some of us are in complete upheaval. Whichever category you're in, it's okay. These are new times. It's not just in your head, guys. These are new times. So many of us can sense it. So give yourself some grace, show yourself some mercy, more on mercy, by the way, in another post, and take it a day at a time. Globally, it seems like every other day, some new kind of shocking news pops up in one corner of the globe. So getting grounded, getting steady, not getting carried away is going to be especially key this year. The goal, as always, remains to have a fulfilling year, to get to December 2024, to look back and be able to say, I'm thankful, regardless of what happened in the previous 12 months. So, how can you be fulfilled by December 31st? Firstly, two things. Number one, fulfillment looks different for different people. Very important to remember that. What is fulfilling for me, Cece, might be very different to what is fulfilling for you. Number two, a fulfilling year does not mean a year without challenges. So, here are some things that you can do. One, it's January. Spend some time alone thinking and writing on this question. What would fulfillment look like for me by December 31st? What would fulfillment look like for me by December 31st? This alone time can be half a day at a cafe, a whole day somewhere comfortable, or a week even in an Airbnb somewhere that calms you. Now, if you're in a relationship, if you're married, remember, you have goals, your spouse has goals, and then there are the goals you have together. So get together and discuss, because too many married folks underestimate how important it is to remain curious about your spouse's goals, about their life, about what fulfills them. So think about your health, your intimate relationship, your work, your business, your friendships, your spirituality, your finances. Think of all these categories and just tell the truth, no matter how scary or unnerving the truth may be. You see, what you desire will not leave you alone. You will keep thinking about it. And the things you don't want will just become painful distractions. Now, as you're thinking about this and writing it down, and I do recommend you write down your answers to that question, the minute this exercise becomes a drag or a kind of anxiety sets in, just pause. You've lost your way. Take a deep breath, take a break if you want, and center yourself once more. Here are three reasons that can make this visioning exercise anxiety-ridden. Number one, you're setting goals that deep down inside you don't really care for. Do you really want to start a business? Or are you just saying that because you think entrepreneurship is sexier than employment? Many years ago, I remember a gentleman I spoke to coming to me and saying in session one that he was certain he wanted an MBA. By the time that session was done, guys, he realized he absolutely did not want to spend the time or money getting an MBA. He just wanted a better paying job in a more senior role with another organization. So that became his goal. Another reason why this visioning exercise can become stressful is you've become rigid. You're thinking that things must unfold this way. It's plan A or bust. The problem here is you're denying the reality that life is full of surprises and this year will be no different. A wise person knows that the map is not the territory. So write down what you'd like to experience, what you'd like to be a part of, but don't become so inflexible that you're blind to alternative opportunities, chances, events, and experiences. When I first started my coaching and org training practice, the full picture of the demographics and psychographics of my ideal client unfolded over a period of about 3 years, if I'm to really be honest. The more I coached, the clearer I got. Before that, I just remained open. So you've got to be flexible, even though you're clear on what it is you want to experience. Life is full of surprises. Be open to them. A third reason why a visioning exercise like this can become anxiety-ridden is you're thinking about how other people should behave. So this year would be fulfilling if my wife did X. This year would be fulfilling if my dad just stopped doing Y. No, that's not it. This exercise is about you and how you want to experience life. It's not about how you want dad to behave, what you wish mom would stop doing, or what you wish that friend would start doing. It's about how you want to respond from now on when dad behaves the way he does. It's about how you want to react when your friend does that thing he does. So write about that. Vision yourself being calm, unbothered, less reactive, and more compassionate towards others, depending on the context. You see, this visioning exercise, everyone, should have you feeling excited and relieved at the end. I've done this exercise on myself for years, and I've also done it with clients. Second, what else can you do to be fulfilled by December 31st, 2024? Start each morning by spending a few minutes getting centered and increasing your energy levels. Don't start the morning by reading your emails and the news, because when you do that, you've started your day by immediately giving your energy away. Whatever has your attention has your energy. So try doing this instead. Again, this has worked very well for me and for my clients over the years. Here's an example. Wake up, give thanks, pray, meditate, stretch, whatever physical activity helps you to feel energized. You could do some morning writing. The morning pages exercise that Julia Cameron talks about in her classic book, The Artist's Way, is particularly powerful. If you don't know what The Artist's Way is and what the morning pages are, do some research on it. If you have kids, you may have to wake up a touch earlier than everyone else in the home so that you get some time to yourself. I've had to start doing this when I became a mom 6.5 years ago. Set an intention for the day. For example, I want to be calm today. And throughout the day, remember this intention and keep coming back to it, especially when you find yourself upset at one thing or another. Come back to your intention. Your intention can be, I want to be creative today. I want to rest today. I want to be calm today. Return to that intention multiple times throughout the day. Here's a third thing you can do to be fulfilled by December 31st. Close each day with a ritual. What do I mean? In the evening, spend a few minutes doing a calming activity that elevates your mood and give thanks for the day. Again, prayer, meditation can help you here. Maybe sleeping next to your kid for a few minutes when they're going to bed. Make this an act that you do regularly, hence the word ritual. Your body, your mind, and your spirit will associate the act with the close of the day and a giving of thanks. Now, I've had different rituals over the years, writing gratitude notes and keeping them in a glass jar, giving myself the gift of an Abhyanga or a self-body massage, meditating with some music, and all of these rituals have helped me to feel so, so good. Number four, examine your fears with an open, self-loving mind. Why are you really afraid of that thing, that course of action? Is there anything you're not being honest about? Is it really the economy that worries you? Or are you afraid because you've not been disciplined with your savings? Because you're not seeking education on financial matters? Maybe you and your spouse are not being a team when it comes to finances. Tell yourself the truth. I can tell you as a coach, everyone, that the thing you think is your fear is not really your fear. There's something deeper beneath the surface that you're really afraid of. There's something perhaps that you're avoiding, not willing to look at, not willing to deal with. A fifth thing you can do to have a fulfilling 2024. Remain open. Remain open each day to surprises. Again, that rigidity about how you want things to unfold will frustrate you, whether those surprises come from within you or from someone else. So if you feel like doing something different tonight, do it. If you've been invited for a thing you hadn't expected to be invited for, go for it. Last year, an email came my way inviting me to the home of the U.S. ambassador, Meg Whitman. I wasn't expecting it. Of course I went. And it was such a lovely and informative evening. I got to meet so many former clients and amazing partners and colleagues, some of whom I hadn't seen for such a long time. Number six. This one is key, guys. Give up always having to be right. Give up trying to prove something to others all the time. Condescension and sarcasm has killed not just many relationships, but it also negatively impacts your well-being. Be honest with yourself this year. The need to always be right is often a mask for your deeper insecurities. And here's the other thing. It's a turnoff to others, and you can end up isolating yourself. Do you want inner peace? Or do you want to be right all the time? Problem with being right, wanting to be right all the time, is you can find yourself being the person who isn't really listening to others, isn't really open to other perspectives. This is going to impede your growth. Number seven, become committed to nurturing relationships that uplift you. And here, guys, I'm talking about be a freaking ninja about this. Does your sibling uplift you? Does that friend over there uplift you? Be intentional about hanging out with them more. None of this, oh man, time is flying, I haven't seen you in ages. You're going to need deep, deep, deep relationships to see you through this year. Number eight, get clear about what is yours to do and only what is yours to do. Save your complex. This thing of jumping into other people's messes, trying to clear them up, help them even when they haven't asked, it gets you into trouble mentally, emotionally, and sometimes even financially. This year, mind your own business. If someone asks for help, for sure, help them how and if you can. But really, guys, mind your own business. Number 9, approach challenges this year with this mindset. This is here to teach me something. What do I need to learn? Dive into this year's challenges with that thought in your mind. I like to say to myself, what's the rainbow here? What's the rainbow here? These gray clouds, what's the rainbow here? There's something here for me. I've been saying this to myself for years, guys. And let me tell you, there is a gem in every hardship you have been through and will go through in the future. Number 10, ask for help this year. And be willing to hear from people you may not have been open to listening to in the past. There will be knocks this year. That's life as usual. You're going to need to lower the skepticism this year, because people who think they know it all tend to dig themselves into some very deep holes. Skepticism and critical thinking are not the same thing. You always want to engage in critical thinking, but don't close yourself off. I'm telling you, guys, I've been in this coaching and training game for 10 plus years. There is someone out there with information that can help you solve this exact problem you're having. Reach out to people. Ask for help. Now, it's all very well to vision things going your way this year, but what to do if some of those unexpected surprises I mentioned are unpleasant? What can one do with life's challenges, like a marriage that's breaking down, or an illness, or a work environment that's proving to be quite toxic, maybe a failure in your business? I've come to find that there are two things to do when faced with challenges. Number 1, start by accepting what is happening. I don't mean crawl into a little ball and just give up. For sure, feel bad, feel sad, cry if you must, feel angry if you must. But what I'm talking about here is it's taking a deep breath and saying, okay, this is happening. I am afraid. I am disappointed. Insert whatever word it is. But I accept that this is happening right now. Number 2, show yourself mercy. Mercy is an interesting word. Mercy is knowing that you can punish someone, including yourself, but choosing not to. Don't punish yourself, guys, even if you've made a mistake. You see, punishing yourself will only make you feel worse and keep you feeling stuck. Punishing yourself will make it harder to move through a challenging time. Show yourself some mercy. Number 3, talk to someone you trust, a close friend, your spouse, an expert in the matter, a coach, someone who can just listen and then give you some practical ideas for what steps to take. Keep talking to this person, even if it means doing so for months. Sometimes, one-off helpful conversations just don't cut it. Get ongoing support if you need to, especially mental and emotional support. Number 4, look after yourself. Get your sleep. Ask those living in the same home as you for what you need. You'll also need to stay away from the doomsday sayers during this time period. And there'll be many. I'm already seeing it on social media and in certain conversations that I overhear. Doomsday scenarios, doomsday scenarios, doomsday scenarios. Guys, you're alive. You're here. You need to deal with that. Survive and thrive. Number 5, take it a day at a time. Literally. Think about what actions can I or we take today. Today. Repeat this line tomorrow, the day after that. Before you know it, 365 days will be done and it'll be 2025. Take it a day at a time, guys. Number six, give thanks for what you do have, be it money, resources, supportive friends, family, a dedicated team, your health, whatever it is, all the things you have, give thanks for them. Number seven, keep a diary. Take note of what you learn each day this year. You start to see that tough times aren't just a senseless punishment. They are designed to help you elevate. As always, paying for coaching and/or therapy will keep you on track this year. It'll be a powerful and effective support mechanism during any potential rough patches that you face. Guys, I could go on and on and on. This could be a 3-hour podcast episode, How to Be Fulfilled by December 31st, 2024. As always, I will continue sharing frameworks, tools, tips, information that has helped me, that has helped my clients, and that I believe can help you as well. And I'll be doing that throughout the year. But for now, just get started with what I've shared in this episode. Feel free to re-listen to this episode, share it with people you know and love. And I know you are going to be fulfilled by December 31st, 2024. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I'm Coach Cece.